This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I mean, we are in New York State. Is there a reason we're playing New York, New York? Do you just find this and like it? Fits. You know why? It's closing down. I mean, it's a Yankees song, but that's okay. We can live with it today. We can deal with it either way because it doesn't matter what we're playing today. We're celebrating a Buffalo football victory Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome in. Sal Capaccio with you today, and of course our Buffalo Football Victory Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Also by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, open phone lines for the next 2 hours. 803-0550, and right now, zero people on hold. If you call, you're getting on this segment. 803-0550. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in today to a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Sal Capaccio with you here. We are live on WGR's YouTube page and Twitter stream. I'm sorry, the Twitch stream, excuse me. And want to say hi to everybody who's coming into the chat today. Got the Victory Monday shirt on. Got the Victory Monday vibes going on. Of course, we got Dilemma. We got Bill inside. We got Hot Dirt. Of course, AC Man, Mr. Grumpy, don't be grumpy today. Steve Moore is in there. Johnny Thunder is in there. J-Bud is in there. Shepard Kelvin, I guess. Who else? Nick and Depew, thank you very much. So thank you. Buffalo Motivated, like that screen name. That's cool. Walter. I wonder if that's Walter in Toronto. He's called up a lot. We got Coach Chris inside as well. I always like to recognize the chat box early on to let you know that I am here. We are watching. I see you. You guys keep the chat rolling. I'll keep the phone calls rolling. We'll talk about what happened yesterday inside Highmark Stadium. So much to get to. So much to get to today. Because there were just a lot of tentacles to this game, right? I mean, the Bills win the game over the New York Jets by a score of 35-8. A weird way to get to it. I looked right away. Scorigami was not Scorigami. There were like four other games that ended 35-8. But did you see? Oh, and do you ever go and check the Scorigami? Have you ever done? I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I like to check it because I think it's always interesting, and it happens so much more than I expected.
Well, did you see yesterday that if the Bills had scored another touchdown, it would have been Scorigami?
It would have, right?
42-8 is Scorigami.
Right.
35-8 is not Scorigami.
Exactly.
There was like four other games. So if you don't know what Scorigami is, it's a unique score. It's like a score that's never happened in NFL history. Well, the score yesterday, 35-8, did happen in NFL history. Most recently. By the way, the most recent game before it was the Bills against the Dolphins several years ago,
oh,
apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that game.
That was okay. What I read. So yesterday's game, though, 35-8. And, of course, we need to talk about yesterday's game because I think that there's a lot of kudos that have to be given out to the backup players and the players who played on the field and how all of that worked. But we also need to give space today to Highmark Stadium and the send-off yesterday and how it went down throughout the day yesterday. And I'd like to do that in whatever capacity you want. And of course, we're going to look forward to the Jacksonville Jaguars game. We know now the Bills are playing the Jaguars Sunday at 1 p.m. How do you feel about that? You can make today's show about yesterday and your feelings about the stadium. You can make today's show about what you saw on the field and the play of the team yesterday. You can make today's show about a look ahead to the Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever else you want here on a Buffalo Football Monday. It's your show. It's a Monday Reaction Extra Point show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I always say the Monday show is about you. It's not about me. We take calls. I give you the forum. I give you the platform. I give you the floor to say what you want to say. So let's do that today. I'll start with personally saying how much yesterday meant to me, and I know many of you, being inside that stadium for one final run. One final time. We think there is a chance the Bills could play an AFC Championship game at home against the LA Chargers in a couple of weeks, but a lot would really have to fall right, obviously, for the Bills to win and the Chargers to win a couple of games. It was a really good send-off. As far as endings are concerned, last time in a building is concerned, final games, it was a really good send-off. Great job by everybody involved. And I mean from the stadium operations to security to Bills staff. It didn't matter. It's Bills staff, Highmark staff, everybody. And, of course, you, the fans. It seemed like, I mean, maybe there was an incident or two. I don't know, of course. There's 65,000 people there. But well-behaved crowd, enjoying it, enjoying the moment. People didn't want to leave. They stayed after the game. Watching a video set to the Goo Goo Dolls Iris showing highlights of the stadium and players who've played at the stadium for many years. And you know what was really cool about yesterday? I referenced many times on the radio the last few weeks, 51-3, right? 1990 AFC Championship game, 51-3. And what I always say about 51-3, you know this, I've said it many times. It was 41-3 at halftime. It was a party in the second half. We all knew the Bills were going to the Super Bowl. People just enjoyed it. They just enjoyed it. And really, kind of the closest thing we've had since then was the perfect game against the Patriots, where it was just a party in the second half. Everybody knew the Bills were beating and burying the Patriots, putting that nail in the coffin. It's their division now. Here we go. And people just reveled in it. And I think yesterday was very similar. There was no stress yesterday going into the game. Even if the Bills had lost, it would have been a nice day at the stadium to say, you know what, so what? They lost. They're still going to the playoffs. But that wasn't the case. They came out and just put it to the New York Jets very quickly. I mean, it's 21-0 with 5 minutes left before halftime, and you're like, okay. It's 14-0 early in the second quarter. The Jets can't do anything. Jets had 9 yards of offense in the first quarter, I believe. And we just were able to enjoy the moment for what it should be. Enjoy it for Highmark Stadium. Yes, would the ideal situation would have been the Bills were playing for the one seed, they were playing for division title, of course. But that wasn't how it played out. The set of circumstances that were presented were you're playing at home one last game and it doesn't mean anything in the standings. Yes, for seeding. And a lot of these guys are going to play who don't normally play. Go have fun with it. And we did. And everybody did. And it was great. And the Bills deserve a lot of credit for how they treated it off the field and how they played on the field. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was terrific. 22 of 29 for 259 and 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's a Josh Allen plus stat line, basically. That's Josh when he's on a heater. Ray Davis, 151 yards rushing. The defense, with 9 defensive starters not playing, just completely shut down. Yes, an anemic Jets offense. I get it. But you're playing backups everywhere. The offensive line was all backups, basically, except for Osiris Torrance, who played the whole game. And they didn't get a sniff of Mitch Trubisky. I'd have never seen a stat line, this year at least, I guess. Maybe I don't really remember anyone ever. Where the defensive team had 0 sacks and 0 quarterback hurries. That happened yesterday. So I give everybody full marks. Lots of credit. Check out Arrow Up, Arrow Down. at WGR550.com. The only arrows down I gave for the game, number one, two fourth and shorts that they didn't convert. Got to convert those. I know Josh Allen's not in the game. I know it's a different offensive line. You still got to run for 1 yard in those situations. They didn't. Okay. They also converted a couple other fourth downs. The reason they had to go for the fourth downs, basically, no kicker, Matt Prater. That's my other arrow down. Injuries. Matt Prater and Max Hairston. And I know a lot of people are upset. Why is Max Hairston playing? They had two boundary corners because you weren't going to play Christian Benford. And I know you could put somebody else out there, but really, you have no other options. The guys you want to put out there are already playing other positions because they're filling in for the guys you also are resting. I think it's a tough situation. And obviously, it could really hurt the Bills next week not having Max Hairston. It could really hurt not having Matt Prater. We'll see where that goes. Sean McDermott speaks today at 4 p.m. We'll find out more. And then, of course, you have the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. Your thoughts on that. We're doing it all today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR. Let's go to and let's start with, let's see where we're going for, Steven down in Florida. Hi, Steven. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sal. Victory Monday for sure. Yeah, I got so much more to say, but I'll try to keep this brief. So, first of all, I'm not sure, but I think if you look this up, for the Bills' top 10 games as far as the margin by which they won, I think this one would end up being in the top 10. I was really hoping that they were going to blank the Jets, but I knew it was going to be a blowout. But I wanted to say that I think it's no coincidence, and it's so ironic. The Bills' very first regular season game in Rich Stadium, they beat the Jets 9-7. Mm-hmm. Their last regular season game, they also beat the Jets, but by a huge margin. So that's great. Also, I wanted to say, last night I was following closely the game between the Steelers and the Ravens. The main thing I was concerned about was Henry. And as far as I know, he didn't catch James Cook. Taylor didn't catch Cook yesterday. So kudos to Cook for taking the rushing title. He deserves it. The $48 million was well spent on him. And also wanted to say I do share your concern about Matt Prater. I hope he's okay, as well as Max Hairston. We don't need any major injuries going into this playoff game. And also want to say, man, I loved seeing Josh Allen on the sideline with the big smile on his face. That was just great, with the headset on. And one last thing I want to say, I want to give major kudos and recognition to you, to Chris Brown, and to Eric Wood. You guys have done a stupendous job all season long with calling.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
These games, of course, even Murph nobody can take the place of the voice of the Buffalo Bills, Van Miller. So, you know, but this was a great send-off with the last game. And I also wanted to say...
Okay, yep, okay, I gotta go, Steven. You keep saying one more. Wait, let make it real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say my mom and my brothers both had passed away. They were huge Bills fans. They would have loved to have seen this game yesterday.
Well, I'm glad I gave you this space to say that. I'm glad you did. But I do have a lot more calls, so I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm sure there were many people like you that had a lot of people in their thoughts yesterday for sure. Thank you for the kind words as well. Let's go to Clarence. Josh is up next. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Sal. Good morning.
Yep.
I'm calling regarding Josh Palmer. I'm just kind of wondering, I was a little surprised to see him active yesterday. I thought with his injuries throughout the year, maybe they let him rest as well. That makes me wonder if maybe he's losing favor with this offense and with the coaches, and maybe they're thinking Brandon Cooks, Gabe Davis, and Khalil Shakir might be their go-to three guys for the postseason. Just want to get your thoughts on that.
I think it was probably more for the fact that Brandon Cooks is a little bit older, you know, and they probably wanted to back off on him a little bit. It's a colder day. You know, you probably want to make sure he's good to go. I get it, though, with Josh Palmer. He has not been as productive as this year as you'd like to see. Now, that being said, now Gabe Davis isn't actually that old. He's only 26. Gabe Davis played 70 of 75 snaps yesterday. Holy cow. Very surprising to me. Keon Coleman, 61 of 75. Josh Palmer, though, did play 63. So Gabe Davis, Josh Palmer, Keon Coleman. I do think Khalil Shakir is their guy that they want to make sure, you know, he's obviously fully healthy. That's why he didn't return punts. He didn't play at all. And then you have, obviously, Dalton Kincaid. And his I was surprised by him getting the number of snaps he did, but how efficient was he in 10 snaps? Even 10, I was surprised at. 3 catches, 41 yards. Nice day for him. Let's go to Jim in Cleveland. Hi, Jim. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning. Two things. I just drove by the stadium, and I just had this flash moment that part of the grief and the sorrow and the sadness is the Bills are growing up. Like, we're going from that little thing on the left, that thing that's built in the ground with 6 light poles, to the big boy stadium. And it just struck me as, like, that's part of the sorrow, right? It's just, the Bills are growing up. We're moving across the street to the house that Josh built. But more importantly, we like to give games names, 13 seconds, the snow game, right? Just all that kind of stuff. This was Mitch's perfect game. Like, we're going to penalize him.
It's the Mitch Trubisky game, right? Unfortunately, though, Jim, you're right. But because of Highmark, it's going to be the Highmark Stadium game. It's going to be the finale game. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
I know. But you're right. We didn't kick a field goal, and you can't hold them accountable for, like, 4th and 2 on the goal line. Like,
yeah, right. No, I get it. He really was good. Actually, I give a lot of credit to Joe Brady for the game plan he built for Mitch Trubisky yesterday. I mean, I thought it was really masterful and a great job by the O-line to protect him. There's no doubt about that. Good points on that. I mean, Ray Davis was great yesterday. Ray Davis had 151 yards rushing yesterday. His previous high was 97 in a game. I mean, to be able to spell James Cook and have that ability to run for 150 yards and have that game is really nice, especially when Ty Johnson was a bit banged up. He did go back in the game. That was an injury to watch as well. But he did go back in the game, which was good news. You didn't want to put James Cook back in. Oh, yeah. Steven's point when he called from Florida. Yes, James Cook did win the rushing title last night. 1,621 yards rushing. It looked like Derrick Henry was going to catch him, but he had a poor second half statistically, and he never got there. So he finishes number one, 1,621. And how about Ray Davis? Ray Davis finishes the season as the number one kick returner in the league in yards per return. He's the only kick returner in the entire NFL with over 30 yards of return, and he actually had quite a few returns. It's not like he did it on a small sample size. So really great job there as well. And that's a Chris Tabor stat too, the special teams coordinator, for finding that role and finding the way to unlock Ray Davis, if you will, in that regard. Let's go down to Florida again. Dave is up next. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Sal?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
Just a couple things. Just want to thank you and this crew there for what you guys did with the lead up to the last game. I mean, you guys did an awesome job of bringing the emotion in, and I thoroughly enjoyed hearing all the stories from all the people of their favorite moments and stuff like that. My wife got pissed at me this week because I had my earbuds on so much and stuff like that. This was a great show, great way to close it out. And I wanted to just share my favorite memory. It came up a lot was when the goalposts came down. My brother and I were in the upper deck, and we were at the rail. And when they heaved it up into the upper deck, my brother and I were the first two guys to grab the thing and start pulling it up. But then the crowd mashed us into the pole. We couldn't even move. And we looked at each other and just started laughing hysterically as the pole kept sliding up, 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 up. It was hilarious. And just real excited about the season. You know, I thought McDermott did an outstanding job with what he had to work with this year. So all the boo birds are on his, you know, case. Go away. That guy did an amazing job. The whole team, the whole coaching staff did an amazing job this year. So I'm just stoked.
You got it, Dave. I think because of the defense and the injuries they had and the way it started off this year, obviously the defense and the run game, especially against the run, and hasn't been great all year, you know, against the run. They've even had leaky run defense later in the year. But, man, they have had to patch it together. And I think the defensive staff has done a really good job in that regard, and I agree with you. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe. This is our third call from Florida this morning, where the Bills will be on Sunday. What's up, Joe?
I was going to say, from your old stomping grounds here in Charlotte County.
Oh, I love it.
Down
I love
here,
it.
My friend.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. I miss my friends down there. I have some friends actually down there who are Bills fans. Will be coming up to Jacksonville. You going to the game?
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to figure out a way. I play in a band and I got a gig Saturday night, but I'm thinking about driving right up.
You make it work, baby. You can make it work. I love it.
I'll do it. Well, listen, I went to the I grew up on Grand Island, of course, but I went to the University of Georgia. After I got out of college, I got a job as a tour guide at Turner Field. And much like the Highmark Stadium, the old Atlantic Fulton County Stadium was right next door.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the tours, we would go to the top of the stadium, and I would point out that they have markers where the first base, second base, third base, and home plate is. And we also had a special marker where the ball landed from Hank Aaron's 715th home run. So hypothetically, I was thinking, where would you think we would have a marker at the old Highmark Stadium?
Where would
the greatest moment in Bills history in that stadium, basically.
Okay, which moment are you talking about then? I'm sorry, which moment you think should be memorized or memorialized?
I would think it would probably be where they spotted the ball before the final kick for the greatest comeback.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's so many to pick from, and you're right, maybe that's the one. I don't know, but you could put a marker there. I guess I just don't know, and I've been to there, but I've seen that with Fulton County. You know what? Yankee Stadium does the same thing. Old Yankee Stadium is actually a Little League field, basically, now, but it's in the exact same spot where the field was at Old Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Same thing Atlanta.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, same thing in Atlanta where they have the markings of the infield, and I've been there, and they have the markings where Hank Aaron's home run hit. So, yeah. The thing about it, though, Joe, is I don't know, like, how that would work if they're going to tear down the stadium in that specific spot and all those. They're going to tear down the stadium and what's going to go there. But I'm sure they can come up with something. That's a good thought. I like that.
That
no doubt about
idea.
It. Yeah, you got it, Joe. You got it. Well, listen. Good luck in your gig, and then get up to Jacksonville, okay?
Oh, can I have one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
For the other fans?
Yeah.
Hey, I asked your producer, whoever answered the phone, is there a way for us folks who weren't at the stadium to be able to see the videos that were shown on the screen yesterday?
Yeah, I believe you can go on YouTube, and you can find either, I don't know if the Bills will post themselves, eventually they might, but you could probably get fans who shot it from their phone who posted, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen that this morning already, and I would say the Bills probably will put that up at some point. I don't know if it's already up or it's on their website, but I would check YouTube and I'd check the Bills' website for that.
Okay, yeah, my Uncle Lorenzo was texting me from the game, and I was really jealous that I didn't get to see all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, and it was well done yesterday. Thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you got it. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, what a way to end it. I mean, finally we get that, you know, that early start. We blow them out early. We get to, you know, just sit back and just watch the old stadium. Its last hurrah. But just a great game. It's really good to see Trubisky. I've always liked that guy. It's good to know that if something happens to Josh, we'll take a step back, but Trubisky looked real good yesterday.
But so, you wanted Josh to play the whole game.
Yeah, I did. You're absolutely right, I did. And you know what? Here, I'll tell you what, Sal. I don't know if you're going to hate me for this. I got to say this.
I would never hate you.
I'm going to say something against Josh that I didn't like. You know, I'm a historian of sports. I love records. I know almost records in all of baseball, everything like that, and I cherish them. I really do. But for Josh to come in and take one snap and continue that streak, I don't like that at all. I think the streak ended yesterday. I really do.
But it didn't.
Yeah, no, I know, but I didn't like coming in and taking one snap and you keep a streak. You did nothing in that game, Josh. Nothing whatsoever to contribute to that game, and I don't think that the streak should continue. I think it should be looked into. That's all I got. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a weird take, to be quite honest with you. It's football. It's a very, very physical, violent sport. And if you want to compare it to baseball, I think you're completely off base. No pun intended. To start, whether you play one snap or 10 snaps or 55 or 70 snaps in a game of football that many consecutive times speaks volumes about the toughness of somebody because of the kind of game it is. So, no, I don't hate you, but I think you're completely wrong. But that's okay. We're open to that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. He also thought Josh should have played the whole game yesterday. Called up last week and said, I don't care, play Josh and just kill the Jets. Yeah. Can you imagine if Josh Allen played and we're dealing with an injury to him today? You're already dealing with Max Harrison and Matt Prater. I don't know. Sorry. Can't get with that at all. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Thanks a lot for the phone calls. Off to a good start. We'll do more of it here on a Buffalo Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show in Buffalo on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.